going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are keeping an eye on some breaking news right now. There are reports of an airliner that has crashed in India. It was on its way to Gatwick Airport in London, 240 people on board. Apparently, it only got about 600 or 700 feet up in the air when it came back down in the subdivision. And it was a 787 Dreamliner, it looks like. A very big plane, obviously filled with fuel. There's a lot of smoke. They don't have any fatality estimates yet other than to say a lot of people. Now, there were initial reports that there were survivors on the ground. That could have been survivors from the neighborhood. None of that is clear right now. But if we get any more information in terms of numbers or a reason why they think this happened, I was listening to some Fox News analysis earlier, and there is video. Somebody has video of the plane as it's taking off, and it never even retracted its landing gear.
Oh, like, wow.
Like, that's something, one of the first things a pilot does when they get off the ground, they bring up that landing gear, which I always thought was a little premature. And I'm not a pilot, but I'm thinking, what if you needed that again in an emergency?
Leave them up for just little bit longer.
Why not just leave it hanging down there for a minute? But in this case, the gear was still down, and they were having apparently some sort of major problems. This is one of those airplanes with multiple engines. It wasn't just like, I don't think, a two-engine deal.
I mean, but the fact that you're saying it only went up 600, 700
that's what they're
feet
saying
and
on
then
Fox.
Came right back down. I know, yeah. NTSB will be investigating this, but that tells you, I would think that tells you that there was something clearly wrong with the plane. And so the question, of course, is, well, who inspected that?
Yeah, and we don't know what that looks like in India, but that's the breaking news that's out this morning. So welcome back to the show. We'll keep an ear on that for you. We've got Tom Ackerman coming up, Jim Talent in the next hour. There are warnings that in the Middle East this morning. They're telling non-essential embassy workers to leave a number of embassies in the Middle East. I don't know if this is, I think there's a couple things you could take from this. I'm anxious to get Jim Talent's take on it because he studies foreign affairs, been with the Reagan Institute, and his name was thrown around for Secretary of Defense during the last Trump administration. It makes you wonder if, number one, it's a way to bluff Iran into believing that they're getting ready to take out their nuclear reactors, or Israel's getting ready to take out their nuclear reactors, and they're starting to clear American personnel out of that region. I don't know. It's not a good turn of events, no matter how you look at it. So if we get more details on that one, we'll tell you. We're going to talk to Jim at about 7:20. I've got State Rep Mark Mathiesen on with us a little later. You know what happened yesterday, as expected. The stadium bill sailed through the House. I think it was like a 32 vote margin?
More than, so yeah, it was 90 to 58 was the vote.
Okay. All right. 30, yeah. Okay.
32.
32. 32 votes.
Yeah, that's right.
Was exactly, we thought it would be 40. Wow. We took 7 votes away from them.
Way to go.
We, the opponents who think it was complete and utter nonsense.
They probably listened to the show and it changed their mind, you know?
The powers that be got what they wanted. And you got nothing. Nothing. Because the tax cap's going to get tossed out. And then what do you have? You have nothing but tax subsidies for the Royals, the Chiefs, and, oh, potentially the Cardinals, we're told after the fact, would also be eligible for up to $500 million in funding of some sort. So I don't know. It was a raw deal. We'll talk to Mark Mathiesen about it. He was against it. He voted no. He was one of the no votes. I'm just anxious to hear how the process went. Because it didn't, there wasn't even hardly any debate, it sounds like. It was just rubber stamped by the Missouri House of Representatives, which is a real shame. Your representatives not representing the people's best interests here in any way, shape, or form. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Jen Olson from the Wentzville School District on that Supreme Court decision regarding bathroom policies. And That was a big story yesterday that we talked about in the last hour. We'll get to more on that for you coming up just a little bit later, because it's just been one of those days, right? Lots of good stuff out of D.C. Caroline Leavitt chewing them up and absolutely spitting them out yesterday. We've got protests in the streets in St. Louis, and you know it's just one of those situations where we don't know what's going to happen Saturday. Somebody sent me a picture earlier, a freeze frame from the No Kings protests that are planned on June 14th. You know what they're calling it now, Kim? They've come up with a new slogan for it. It's a nationwide day of defiance. Now, I'll go to Defiance and have a cocktail because it's just down the road from me. But this is in no way, shape, or form some nationwide day of defiance, because there's nothing you can do about it. For you insane people out there that think you're going to go hold a sign and wave it on the side of the street, or you're going to block a highway, you're not stopping this. You're going to get 4 solid years of the largest mass deportation in the history of the United States. And you know why? Because Donald Trump is bringing what he campaigned on to life. This is exactly what he told you he was going to do. If I need to take you back to the campaign, let me take you back to the campaign just for a moment in case there's any confusion here.
Kamala's illegals are also crushing your wages and stealing your jobs. Last month alone, think of this, American-born workers lost 1.3 million jobs and migrants gained 635,000 jobs. So we're putting our migrants to work at a much higher level than our own people, our own citizens. So as we create millions of new manufacturing jobs here in Georgia and nationwide, we will make sure that these jobs go to American citizens, not illegal citizens, people that came into our country illegally.
Wait, here's the important part.
Your wages will rise, your costs will fall, your job opportunities will grow, because we will conduct the largest deportation operation, sadly, in American history. We have no choice. This is not sustainable.
Thank you. Promises made, promises kept. No amount of flip-flopping on the street corner is going to stop this from happening. So he's doing exactly what I elected him to do, and I'm going to enjoy watching the protests. By the way, they've announced new locations. The one in downtown St. Louis is going to happen in Keener Plaza. They're going to be in Sappington, Union, St. Peter's, Farmington, and Baldwin. They've added new locations for their big drop and flop on Saturday. Ethan, let's get to our top story.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The president acknowledged the statement that Elon put out this morning, and he is appreciative of it. And we are continuing to focus on the business of the American people.
Yeah, how about that? Caroline Leavitt, we appreciate that. Still talking about the Elon mess, but wow, that's kind of gotten lost in the headlines, hasn't it?
There There are people lining both sides of the Tam Avenue overpass protesting, they tell me, everything from ICE to Donald Trump to the use of the National Guard and the Marines in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there you have it. They're working on it. That's Caroline. What's her name? Caroline Hecker for Channel 4 reporting on the 40 dense souls or so who appeared on the Tam Avenue overpass, mostly peacefully, yesterday.
Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place. And it's important that I begin there because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities.
L.A. Mayor Largemouth Bass, they're claiming that it was Donald Trump's raids, the ICE raids. If they would just stop picking up illegals, we wouldn't have this problem. Hey, Mayor, I've got some really bad news for you.
We ought to penalize people who burn the American flag while they're committing a crime. If you do that, you ought to have your prison sentence doubled.
Wow, Josh Hawley yesterday. We didn't talk about that when we had him on the air yesterday, did we?
No, we didn't bring that part up. There was so much other stuff to talk about.
I know.
Minimum wage, Medicaid.
And now he's introducing a bill that would ban the burning of the American flag, that would criminalize it. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that. I don't know if that passes court muster or not.
Trump has said he supports throwing people in jail.
I would agree.
I'm not sure how. It is such disrespect. I mean, that irks me when I look at videos of people burning the American flag. I would love to throat punch them too, but I'm just not sure I'm on board with that meaning time in prison. I'm just not sure.
Maybe if it's in the commission of another crime.
Like if you stole a flag off a company's or a home's flagpole and then burned it, that in and of itself is theft, burglary.
Yeah.
And vandalism or whatever you would call it. But I don't, if it's your own flag, as disrespectful and as disgusting as it is when someone does that, I'm not sure I would agree that that deserves jail time.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here again. Tommy Ackerman in here, bottom of the hour, 6:35 or so. The Cardinals heading out on the road. It's going to be a big road trip for them. Are they looking for any pitching? Might be the question. I know the trade deadlines have 5 weeks away, but still, may need to look into that to shore things up. Is Mo up to it? We'll find out. We'll get Tom's thoughts on it at 6:35.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man, I hated hearing about, was it Brian Wilson who died yesterday?
Yep, age 82.
From the Beach Boys. I mean, he was the driver of that band. With his two brothers, with Mike Love, with the drummer. I mean, they just, wow. I saw them in 1982, I guess it was, at spring break my senior year in Daytona Beach, Florida, in the band shell down there. At least Mike Love was there. I remember that much about it. I just assumed it was the Beach Boys because they did all the Beach Boys songs. But they have just... fantastic memories from that band. That's very sad. All right, so if you've been watching the news in LA yesterday, did you see the video with the horse, with the mounted horse patrol? Have you seen any of that?
I've seen some videos. Is there a specific one you're talking about?
Oh, they are BA. Somebody came up and threw some at one of those horses, like hit at the horse with a stick. And the lady on that horse spurred the horse forward, snatched the stick out of the guy's hand and just whacked him with it. I mean, it was beautiful. I'm like, I want more of that. Thank you. There's also a great video that I posted up online this morning on the Facebook page of this guy who is runs up to this line of police officers with what appears to be a frozen water bottle, and he just chucks it at the officer, and it bounces off the officer's shoulder or something, and he turns around and starts strutting away. And out of this frame to the left comes Larry Tate, office linebacker, and just lays this guy out. It was the most picture-perfect tackle I've seen since the last NFL game I watched. I mean, he laid his shoulder into this guy and takes him to the ground. And now when he hits the ground, as one of our listeners pointed out, it looks like a gun flies out of his pocket. And then the police come over and get on the guy. I hope they didn't arrest the guy that tackled him, because I think he was a patriot who was just fed up and pissed off at these people attacking our law enforcement officers.
Yeah,
I was happy to see a member of the public at his own peril tackle this idiot to the ground, and good for him.
Have they come out and said police brutality yet?
I'm sure they will. The video cuts off. You see the guy that tackled him moves off to the side, and then the police descend on the guy who threw the water bottle at him. It was beautiful.
What they need to do, remember that scene in 101 Dalmatians, and they go, fire one, and the horse's leg kicks back, fire two, and the other, just line them up and just let the horse just right into them.
That's
knock them down.
That's not the scene I was thinking about. When I saw the video of the horses, like when I covered the O.J. Simpson trial, and they were getting ready for the verdict that day, the L.A. Police Department, their mounted patrol, was in front of the Orange County Courthouse. They were lined up between us, the reporters, on one side, and the very rambunctious crowd on the other side of the street. And because you knew that had that verdict gone the wrong way, there was going to be a riot. It was just going to happen right in front of us. And, you know, kudos to those folks who ride those horses. But what it reminded me of was the Central Park Rangers from Elf. They've been mad at me since 1984 concert when I put them on the naughty list. was what Santa said about them. And I'm thinking yesterday when I'm watching this video of these horse mounted police there in L.A., they're taking care of business.
Oh, yeah.
I want some ominous music played as they approach the scene.
Who hits a horse with a stick?
It was dumb.
You're just
it was
dumb.
Really dumb, right? And now you'd think... The same animal humaniacs who are probably in support of these people protesting should at least be mad at that guy.
Well, yeah, where's PETA talking about dare you hit the horse?
Why would you hit the horse before you try to make your point here? I don't know. You've got a lot of folks here, and it's the reason I played that soundbite for you earlier, who want to act like this is a surprise. Play cut number, let me see here. 10 for the people. This is LA Mayor Largemouth Bass complaining about ICE.
A week ago, Everything was peaceful in the city of Los Angeles and in all of the representatives behind me in their cities as well. Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place, and it's important that I begin there because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities.
No.
This was provoked by the White House. The reason why, we don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Hey, Mayor Bass, I'll tell you exactly why. None of this was a surprise. Let's go back to the election.
Day one, I will seal the border, stop the invasion, and send Joe Biden's illegal aliens the hell back home.
Promises made, promises kept, Mayor Bass. None of this is a surprise. You are the problem for protecting criminal illegal aliens in La La Land. We'll be back in just a minute.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in the house with us. You know, we were talking about this the other day, Tom, before you got in the studio, and that is the upgrades that need to be done to the dome.
Yeah.
And Kim and I were lamenting the fact that we're giving away a lot of money for the Royals and the Chiefs and potentially the Cardinals in that deal they just passed yesterday that the governor will sign. What about the dome? And then I read today that they're going to use $50 million of the Rams settlement money will be used to fix up the dome. That's good news. If the money from the NFL is for nothing else, let's at least use it to repair some of the damage, the void they left behind, which is the dome, right?
Right, and the tornado damage, I know, is receiving some of that as well.
Some
Rams settlement money is going to be used there. And, you know, for some infrastructure here in St. Louis. And we just do. We need to clean up some of the things going on around the city as well. And the dome is one of them. I mean, the dome is very important. The dome is not just for the Battlehawks. It's for concerts. It's for conventions. It's to draw big events. Folks, if you want to have big events, you've got to fix up the dome. I mean, you can't just rely on Enterprise Center. You want to have big events coming to town and drawing hotel revenue and people, tourism dollars. You have to fix the dome. I mean, it's our biggest indoor facility. So they are going to upgrade all kinds of, you know, they've already done the lighting in the field in there, but they need to upgrade the suites. They need to upgrade some of the infrastructure in there. So
yeah,
that's going to happen. That's good.
Do you think that was the last game we're going to see from the, well, I say XFL, but now I guess it's UFL. I don't know. I get all confused about that. But, I mean, do you
UFL,
think the fact that the Battlehawks lost again, it was like a carbon copy, unfortunately, of what happened last year, right?
Yeah, I think we talked about it a little bit on Monday.
Is the league dead? Is there enough interest to keep it going? Or
it's
do you
hard
think
to say. I mean, I
done.
Thought that the UFL needed St. Louis to win that game. And so now they're right. going to play a championship game tomorrow. To be honest, I haven't even talked about it on KMOX because, I mean, I know I'm supposed to draw people to St. Louis and all of that, but it's D.C. against, you know, Michigan. They needed St. Louis to be in the thing. I just question how much The Rock is really involved. If he hasn't shown his face and hasn't really been part of this, you know, was it just sort of a partial, you know, interest? I don't know. I just don't know what the league is. I don't know who their face is. I don't know why they don't put people in the seats. I mean, you've got to draw. I mean, if you want to be one of the big boys on the big networks, you got to put people in the seats. This is, like I said on Monday, it's a television show with a studio audience.
Maybe they need a gimmick. Maybe they say in the final game, The Rock is going to suit up for one of the two teams, and that'll draw more
interest. I love it.
See what I'm saying?
It. Well, that was back, you know, Vince McMahon, when he started the first round of the XFL way back when, it was crazy. I mean, they were...
Oh, I know.
It was nuts. And
there was nothing they
could
do.
Kind of a circus, and so it was frowned upon. So I don't know. I don't know if they go there, but you know, we're talking about like, a football league that is playing in the spring and is competing with all these other sports going on at the same time. It's very, very hard to navigate. If you're a fan, are you interested in the UFL championship? I think you'd be more interested if there was a big crowd, and you'd be flipping through the channels like, oh, what's this? All these fans here. Whoa, what's that? And you're not going to turn on some empty football game up against the U.S. Open? Are you kidding me? or, you know, a big baseball game or a big event or a racing event like IndyCar on Sunday. I mean, you know, all this stuff. I just don't see it surviving.
Father's Day.
I don't see it surviving, really. Father's Day is about the U.S. Open and about the IndyCar race Sunday night.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Are you going to the Bomarito 500 this year?
You bet I am.
Good for
Every
you.
Year.
Good.
Every year. Well, I mean, I do work with the track as a partner for them. I consult with them and have for a long time, and I'm very proud of what we've done over there. I mean, it's been an amazing thing, not only for IndyCar, but we got a NASCAR playoff race coming in September. I don't think people realize how massive that is. That's like drawing an NFL playoff game to St. Louis every year in terms of overall impact, in terms of eyeballs from around the country, looking at what you have. NASCAR is huge, and to have a playoff race now is even bigger. So that's going to be big.
It's the biggest gate draw in the sports still, isn't it?
Oh, it's in there. It's in there, yeah. I don't know if I could make that claim, but it's up there. Yeah,
it used to be anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Cardinals. Pitching continues to be a little bit of an issue.
Libertor has really struggled. Matthew gave up yesterday a game that they could have had, I guess, but they only scored two runs themselves. So the Cardinals' offense should be also to blame there. They lost the game 5-2. This is the way the Cardinals' season is going to go, unfortunately. They're not a great baseball team. They're a really fun, entertaining team that's going to slip. And when they face a hot team like Toronto and they don't pitch well, they're going to get beat. And if they don't deliver timely hits, they're going to get beat. And yeah. So it's a roller coaster season, unfortunately, but an entertaining team nonetheless. They just got beat by the hottest team in baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays swept them. First time the Cardinals have been swept at home this year. The Cardinals are 5 out in the division. The Cubs did not take advantage of the Cardinals' problems. Cardinals have lost 4 in a row, but they've only lost one game to the Cubs over that time. And you still haven't played Chicago yet. So the Cardinals play the Cubs on June 23rd, but hold on now. This is the big series right now, right here, right now, because the Brewers are right on their heels. Just a half game behind the Cardinals is Milwaukee, and we're starting 4 games in Milwaukee tonight. It's a 4-game series this weekend. Cards, Brewers, they love beating the Cardinals up there. And this is a spicy rivalry between the two, so it'll be fun. And the Reds are right on Milwaukee's tail. So there are 4 teams with winning records right now in the NL Central. Everybody was laughing at the NL Central. Take a look at the division now. Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, Reds, all very good. And all kind of moving around here trying to figure out who's going to be second behind the Cubs as we get closer to that big Cards-Cubs series at Busch Stadium starting June 23rd. They're going to play 4 times here. I'm fired up just thinking about it. And then the July 4th series at Wrigley. Right after that, Cardinals at Cubs. We're going to know a lot about the NL Central. Cards, Brewers for 4, Cards, Cubs for 4, Cards, Cubs for 3 up at Wrigley. It's going to be a fun few days.
Did I hear you say the other day that it looks like Mozeliak is going to let Haim have a little more influence this season?
I talked to Mo about it on Sunday. He let us know that at some point they will hand that baton off, and it could happen towards the end of the season. Naturally, you want to get him ready for 2026. So it has happened, though, over the last year. I mean, actually, 2 years ago, they hired Haim to advise. So the transition was in place. So, yes, it is happening as we speak, to answer your question, like right now.
Like
they're starting to hand this thing over to Haim Bloom. The next thing will be the draft. The draft is coming up here shortly, and Haim will oversee the draft. That used to be Mo's job to oversee what he would just let those guys make the picks, and he would oversee everything. Now Haim will be a lot more involved. Bloom is very impressive. He is very impressive.
So I talked to some Cardinal fans, and I won't mention them by name, but they are concerned because they are afraid that, you know, Mozeliak might be hesitant to sink a bunch of money into pitching as we head into the trade deadline. Isn't that really what they need? Do you think that's a concern? Do you think he'll go there?
Listen, don't be concerned. The Cardinals have to play well to get to the deadline first. Let's just see how they're playing by the time. We're not even close to the deadline. Deadline is
5 weeks.
Yeah, it's a long way away. There's a lie I just laid out for you. Brewers for 4. Cubs, you play 7 times. Let's just hold on a second. And if they're in contention, now we can start being concerned. Are the Cardinals going to add a piece or not at the deadline? And Mozeliak doesn't spend the money. It's not his money. Bill DeWitt makes the call.
I know.
So DeWitt wants to go buy a player.
You want a cheerleader.
If he wants to go buy a player, Mo will do what he tells him to do. And then Bloom, same thing. But Bloom is right now canvassing the minor leagues and is going to build this organization back to what it used to be.
All right.
Then he's going to transition into Mo's job.
You got to run.
I have to go.
All right. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Always great to see you.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I think it would be a great shot in the arm, like having an espresso when you get off the plane, when you travel to Italy, you want to go to the cafe and get an espresso because it's that shot of caffeine and adrenaline. If the Cardinals announced, we have faith in this team and we're going to go buy at least one good starting pitcher to add to our lineup, that would enthuse Cardinal fans who might put more butts in the seats, is all I'm thinking. So I'm not saying that to be critical of Mo. I'm just saying I think you have an opportunity here where at the beginning of the season, Cardinal fans seem to have lost hope, and they now see that this team has some potential, and the Cardinals could go a long way towards cementing that and getting the fans back into this if they would maybe go out and show some interest in shopping for a pitcher. Maybe there's a team out there that's not doing so well that might be willing to consider, you know, a trade.
Yeah, I think having a big name would be a good get. By the way, we didn't mention this really fast. You see the score of the congressional baseball game?
Oh, yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
I forgot to mention it earlier. I know that the GOP, I mean, the Republicans whooped the Democrats. This is the fifth
year. It's like 15-3?
It's the fifth year in a row that they have crushed them.
Sort of a metaphor for what's going on in
that's exactly what I thought too. I just loved it.
I got to find out what Eric Schmidt's statistics were because everybody was talking about what a big deal
he
was.
He got a hit. I know he did.
Did he get a hit?
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
I don't know how many, but I know he got a hit.
Thank you for bringing that up. I'd almost forgotten about that. There's also a big vote today on Billy Long's nomination to be IRS commissioner is going to get voted on today, I'm told, according to Chad Pergram of Fox News. So don't be silly. Vote for Billy. We're going to be back in just a minute with other news. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, this was a police chase unlike anything you've probably heard before. Police in South Carolina were trying to track down a burglary suspect. And here's what happened. They ended up having to chase a guy driving a tractor excavator. So it had like the front big old bucket thing down a main highway for more than an hour. The chase reached speeds of 3 miles per hour, which is apparently the speed an average adult walks.
So why? Just please entertain me here for a moment. Maybe it's because of the size of the vehicle. And they knew that if they pulled in front of it, he'd just run over them.
He'd take that big
bucket.
Why
did it go on for so long?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, over an hour. They're just chasing this tractor down the main highway.
Couldn't you shoot the tire out of it or something?
Pull those spike strips out.
Yeah.
They'd have plenty of time to get out, walk ahead of the tractor, lay down the spikes, and then boom, the chase is over. Can you even call it a chase?
So what did they charge him with when they finally caught him? Evading police?
Yeah, it was something about evading police and, you know, refusing to stop.
Low-speed chase?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah,
that's it. So, let's see. We have a dog. And very often that dog sleeps in our bed. And here's what I would say about it. My wife loves it. I hate it. The dog sleeps with her back to my wife and her paws to me. And various times during the night stretches her legs out and I can feel her talons in my back. So this is an AP story that a lot of pet owners who let their animals sleep with them, this is the enemy of sleep. Melissa Malonic, a professor at Medical University specializing in sleep health, said most people at her clinic tell her their pets disturb them often at night. You can't say it's hands down a bad thing for every single person, but there are a lot of people out there saying it has a negative impact on your sleep unless you're the one the dog is cuddling with.
But even then, they move around and they maybe make noises. And, cats. I know they were saying cats are different than dogs even. They have a different sleep pattern, so that can have an impact.
And not that that study is going to make a difference in anybody's life. If you like sleeping with your dog, you're going to keep sleeping with your dog.
I just think about where their paws were. And I'm not a clean freak at all, but I'm just thinking about where their paws were and then they're going in your bed.
Well, and the interesting thing about our dog is she weighs 60 pounds. When she's laying on the bed and you're trying to move her, she weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it, but like if she doesn't want to move, moving her is impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So American gymnastics icon Mary Lou Retton. So you remember back in May, she had been pulled over and had been charged with DUI, which is just so sad. So she was in court this week. She entered a no contest plea to driving under the influence stemming from that traffic stop in her hometown. And they fined her basically. And then she made some statement saying, you know, what happened was completely unacceptable. I make no excuses. She says that she let her family and friends down and she's deeply sorry and she's determined to learn and grow from this experience and make positive changes in her life.
Did she make any comments about transgender athletes while she was
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
yeah.
This
no,
gymnast
she must
is
have
staying
left that
away
out.
From that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know this, but apparently United Airlines has teamed up with Elon Musk and Starlink, and they put Starlink transmitters on a number of their jets. Now, it's only about 24 right now. Most of them are regional jets, but they're going to expand it if it works. They had to shut it down the other day because they're having some static problem, but they're hoping to have it back up and running soon. So if that's the case, then you would soon be able to make phone calls from – it would help with Wi-Fi, but it might also help you make phone calls from the airplane.
Are people going to start putting I hate Elon stickers on airplanes? If they're using Starlink, then that means that these airlines clearly support Elon Musk, which is a big no-no.
It could be.
Before we go to break, we have to talk about Brian Wilson, because obviously that's very sad. He passed away at the age of 82. I know obviously with his brothers, but part of the Beach Boys, was he kind of the main guy with that group?
Yeah, he was the fragile leader is what they called him, the visionary whose melody and arrangements really inspired Good Vibrations and California Girls and all of those songs.
I saw them in concert when I was very young at, I guess, what's now called Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And probably one of my first concerts, and I have such a memory of the beach ball, you know, going around in the crowd. It was a fun concert.
My uncle grew up in Southern California and remembers them when they were a garage band.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's cool.
He's 80 now, so that's how he's getting up there, too. So, all right, that's going to do it for this hour. Coming up, we're going to talk to former Senator Jim Talent and State Representative Mark Mathiesen on that House vote on the stadium bill. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up. going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.